A new day is dawning in America. The people of Massachusetts elected a Republican to a U.S. Senate seat. In a state where Democrats outnumber Republicans by 3-1, this election was about more than just partisan politics. It was a referendum on freedom. A new day is dawning in America. Hopefully, our politicians are beginning to see its light. You know the old saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Will Larry Kissel fool you again? Last time President Obama pushed a wasteful stimulus plan, Larry Kissel went along with it. And we got burned. The economy got worse. Now President Obama is pushing more wasteful stimulus spending. What will Larry Kissel do? Tell Larry Kissel, don't burn us again. Is the biggest celebrity in the world ready to help your family? The real Obama promises higher taxes, more government spending, so fewer jobs. Renewable energy to transform our economy, create jobs and energy independence. That's John McCain. If you're happy with things in Washington, then Bill Foster is your man in Congress. He voted for billions to bail out Wall Street. Bill Foster voted for the government takeover of our health care. And Bill Foster voted for the $800 billion stimulus that failed to cut unemployment. More spending, more government, fewer jobs. That's the Foster record. That's not good enough. How can you reform health care by cutting health care for seniors? It doesn't make any sense. Yet that is exactly what Democrats in Congress just did. Democrats had a choice. They could have put seniors first, but Nancy Pelosi and her puppets voted to protect big political contributors and keep the cuts to our seniors' health care. Shameful. The good news? Next November, voters will be the ones with a choice.